Woche mit der Schemel Götter der Loches auf Dine Chöle bei Shabbos. Schön auf Chessen, Schuchon Arch. A very complicated Simon, very complicated Loches. And even though mit der Schemel will discuss a lot of the Inyonim, which is relevant, every Rav gets asked on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, Halachas Shabbos, it's something which is very frequent, and we'll go through the klalim, but one needs to know that you can't just be madame milzer and milzer, and every shaila has its own uniqueness. And even though we'll discuss a lot of shailas mit Hashem, but in some things nagia lemaisa, it's just to give be'erech an idea of what the halacha is. So when a person's got a shaila lemaisa, a person has to ask a moirei roa, and one can't pass them oneself because there's lots of pratim and pratim, and in order to be able to apply it, in order to be very clear of all the halachas. Maybe this evening we'll try and go through a bit the basics, the klolim, the various sorts of cholim, and what aterium and kulas there are for each one of the cholim. The most severe case of a chola is a chola sheyesh b'sakona. Chola sheyesh b'sakona doesn't mean his mamish on his deathbed, doesn't mean that it's inevitable that this machla, if not treated, is going to die from it. It's the pashtus is even the chashash sakana involved. That pikuach nefesh we don't go pasaroyif. If there's a strong chashash or chashash of sakana involved, that becomes the heading of chodesh yesh b'sakana. Chodesh yesh b'sakana is koilo a yeledes. People when they give birth, a lady when she gives birth, automatically comes on the heading of a chole sheyesh bo sakana. She may have given birth many a time and never had any problem. But the shas aleda, Chazal tell us, is which is defined b'shas aleda as a chole sheyesh bo sakana. Chole sheyesh bo sakana is matter everything. It's matter melacha deraisa. A yid is allowed to do, and fakesh it, Shulchan Aruch shouldn't go and ask, it's not time to ask shailas b'chlal. And some Rishonim say that a person delays his mischayv b'nafshay. A person is considered the retzeach, alatzad, as he doesn't speed up the process to try and save somebody in the matzav of a chodesh yesh b'sakana. So chodesh yesh b'sakana, go ahead. Don't try and do kulas, and fakesh it, Shulchan Aruch, even the Talmud Chochem is the one that should go and do the chil Shabbos, because to show people that it's a lechatchila de keheta. It's not with the other de keheta. We'll see soon, maybe hutra, maybe tchuya, whatever it is. As soon as it comes to pukach nefesh, everything comes in with a sali de yid and sali de agoy. Shulchan Aruch says that machas penim, something which is internal, internal bleeding, internal pains, internal problems, that comes under automatically lechuda sheyesh v'sakana. Shulchan Aruch says that problems with the teeth is also comes under chole sheyesh b'sakana, and the Shulchan Aruch says that we'll see soon you're only allowed to do refuah, which is a yiduadik refuah, and on that the Shulchan Aruch says pulling out a tooth if somebody has a severe pain, that doesn't come under, that's not a refuah you do, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now these things change, even though it says the Shulchan Aruch that pulling out a tooth, and the way the Paschim, the Shabur example of the Paschim, that's not a refu yudua. And Shulchan Aruch says, the pain in the tooth, if it's a severe pain, is a chayla sheyesh bo sakana. These things aren't fixed, l'doyri doyris. Even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, but it depends. The Paschim say, akoyl lefi the matzav in neshtano ativim. And nowadays, when during COVID, lots of dentists were closed for, and people couldn't go, people had severe pains. We didn't hear that anybody died from a toothache or anybody came to a matzav of a sakana from it. That doesn't mean that any person's got a toothache is automatically not a chole sheyesh b'sakana. But it does mean that not every toothache automatically comes under that heading. And also means that if in Shulchan Aruch, the way the Paschim, Mishabu brings down from the Paschim, that you're not allowed to pull out a tooth on Shabbos because it's not known as a refuah. If nowadays it is known as a refuah, and a person's got problems with his tooth, whether it's his root canal, whatever his problem is, and by pulling it out, it relieve him from the sakana and from the pain, then it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Because according to our medicine nowadays, that are considered the refuah. So these things, that was always very important, not to automatically just read the Shulchan Aruch, and of course one doesn't go away from the Shulchan Aruch ki uzeh, but when it comes to Nyonu Refuah, one has to know, is it Mekubal Bizmanenu as being Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Makas Panim is automatically a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, but the Paskim say it must be quite severe pain. It's not any person got a stomach ache or something b'fnim. Automatically, it's coming to chodesh b'kana. Some severe pain b'fnim, which the doctors would be nervous about, then it's not an area where a person should start thinking whether it's sakana or not sakana. Makas panim is automatically a chodesh b'sakana, and chodesh b'sakana, a person it does is over suri deraisa in order to make sure there's not. It's not going to get worse because the person leaves the maximum.
Nowadays, the doctor says it's not a
chodesh b'sakana. No, if the doctor says nowadays it's not a chodesh b'sakana.
The truth is not nowadays, so it's not a chodesh b'sakana.
They don't say to, it's not a chodesh b'sakana. They say if it's badly infected inside the tooth, then it's dangerous. It is dangerous. But they do say that not every toothache is automatically a chodesh b'sakana. And a person's been also, the fact that a person would delay it, usually that's not a reason to say that you're not allowed to deal with it b'shabbos. But if a person is no rush to do it, the dentist is closed on Sunday, and no problem at all to wait to Monday, so it's not a rush to do it on Shabbos, and a body not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But something which is a normal way to treat it would be to treat it on Shabbos. And it's defined as a chodesh yesh b'sakana, then he's allowed to have his tooth taken out on Shabbos. But yes, most toothaches nowadays, the doctor will say, isn't a chodesh yesh b'sakana. Again, as you learn Shulchan Aruch, it comes under makas panim, but most nowadays don't come under that. And those that do come under that category by taking it out, we would say is the open of refuah, and Shulchan Aruch says it's not open of refuah. So a person has to always apply himself to what the Matthias says in those days. Even if it would be a malacha deraisa, he's allowed to do that malacha on Shabbos. There's a chodesh yesh b'sakana. There's no limits to what a person's allowed to do. By taking on the tooth, this is a malacha deraisa, which is in the tzrichah l'gufa. But even something which is will be tzrichah l'gufa is allowed to do on Shabbos when it's chodesh yesh b'sakana. That's the most severe case of chodesh yesh b'sakana. The next target down is sakana seiva. Sakana Seiva doesn't mean that he's going to lose his limb. Sakana Seiva means that he won't be able to use his limb the way people usually use it. The way it's supposed to be used. Not that Chashom is left without a finger, without a hand. Won't be able to move it. That also comes under not be able to have the normal usage of an Eva. That comes under Chela Sheyesh Sakana Seiva. And Sakana Seiva is an Atiba Eva. We pass in a few days in Shulchan Aruch. We pass in an Atiba Eva. And this is the Rabbonon. It's a Rabbonon that doesn't look like the rice, not if it's a rabbonon, of a person's not to go either, and it's a rabbonon when it comes to sakana seiva.
Loss of
the eva. Loss of eva is also the same. Not malacha deraisa, malacha deraisa not. It doesn't come automatically under chodesh yesh b'sakana, but it comes under sakana seiva. Sakana seiva is a malacha rabbonon, but al yedei goy is allowed to do everything. Goy is everything, but yid isn't allowed to do a malacha deraisa for it. Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is kolel lots of different. That's the most common one. It's Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is very hard to define on the daggers when a person is a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana or not. Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, the two normal cases are if a person is going to be Nofel Mishkov. Nofel Mishkov means that he feels ill and would lie down in his bed. Doesn't mean he can't put himself. Doesn't mean he can't come to davening because he wants to stretch himself. It doesn't mean if he's got a child's chasna, he won't be there by the chasna. That's not the proof. The proof that he's walking around isn't that because he's stretched himself, he's not chela shein by sakana. Chela shein by sakana means if a person, usually in that sort of situation, will feel ill, they feel they can't do the way a person would usually do his normal routine and would go to bed, not just to rest up. He feels ill because of it. That's a chela shein by sakana.
Is that the same as
Chole
Kol Gufoy?
That's Ofal Mishkov or Chole Kol Gufoy. Two separate definitions of Chole Shein B'Sakana. Chol Gufoy means the pain is all over around, all over his body feels the pain. And the or is an Ofal Mishkov. One of those two things makes him a Chole Shein B'Sakana. Either or. Or a cotton. A pain by a cotton is also comes under Chole Shein B'Sakana. And Chole Shein B'Sakana isn't allowed to do Melacha himself. But he's allowed to do Al Yedei Goy. It's the Raisa, it's the Rabbonon. When was the Negea? I was Negea last week, very Negea, something which neither happened last week and happened the week before. People travelling from Manchester or Gates to London, there were huge delays, and one of the trains arrived in, or maybe some of the, a few of the trains, arrived in on Shabbos, arrived in 7 or 8 o'clock at night last week, and they were eating on the train. It took hours and hours and hours. They left at 11 o'clock, took hours and hours, and they arrived in on Shabbos. So there's kamo shailas involved. There's tchumen shailas. You came chutz to tchum, you come on Shabbos. Now, tchumen, just for kitzer, because it's something which is quite negea. As far as tchumen is concerned, Mishubura brings down that the shitta of B'dasa Shachonor, who passes like the Rambam, brings down the Magid Mishnah, and he says that tchumen deraisa doesn't apply only to Rishus HaRabim. Mishnebura says that the Shitta of Shachonor, the Magid Mishnah learns, is only with Rishus HaRabim deraisa. The same as in the Midbar was Rishus HaRabim deraisa, so too, Dinei tchumen is only with the Raisa when it's the same as Digli Midbar, when you got a proper Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, nowadays, you cannot, don't have. That's going to be Negea Tchumim. All the trains traveling through the fields. He's not traveling through Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. And therefore, even if Yud Beis Mil, maybe it's a Tchum Deraisa, but a train traveling through the fields isn't doing a Yud Beis Mil. Anyway, it's not going to end Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, and Zichar not through, not traveling Yud Beis Mil. And therefore, it's automatically according to Shittus Mishabur. Mishabur doesn't like it, but it brings down that there are others who hold that way around. He says the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes with the Shitta that turns only into a Rabbanon. So Tchumim, somebody's traveling on a train, Mekah Din has only got a Din of a Tchumim, the Rabbanon. Besides of that, when he's traveling, the train wasn't usually at the time when it was Ben Hashmoshes, he was traveling, and therefore Mamela Mishubura holds that even he wants to say when you're traveling, you get Din Tchumim, but he says the Shitta of the Rajbo, Shitta of the Ramban, is that when a person's traveling, he doesn't get, there's not Koin on his Tchum. So according to, there's enough reasons to take on, that's only got a din of a drabonon, and therefore this person who arrived into King's Cross on Shabbos is tchumen drabonon, and with tchumen drabonon, the halacha is that if a person's only got a din of tchumen drabonon, he's allowed to, if he needs to go to be excused, or he's in a place where it's boiling hot, or it's a place where it's going to get freezing cold, he's allowed to go to the nearest Yiddish house. Even though usually if we say a person comes out of the tchum, isn't allowed to move more than taladamas, but if a person is only over is a tchum drabonon, is only restricted to his Daladamas because of Dinei Tchum Drabonon, then the halacha is he's allowed to travel into the nearest place, needs to be excused, he's allowed to go to the nearest place. Now, staying in King's Cross overnight in this situation now, even at the best of times, the Zichah now, is not considered safe, and therefore he would have a heta, this person who arrived in as a heta, to go in a taxi, and they a goy, a malacha Drabonon, he's allowed to take him into the nearest place. But etzem, as far as Tchumim would be concerned, as far as Tchumim is concerned, it's not safe to be there, but he's only allowed to go to the nearest Yiddish house. This case is, he had inside it valuables. All these people are traveling with their family, they've got the tefillin or whatever they've got inside it. So it's a hesed meruba, and shvus the shvus, mamakim hesed meruba is enough to do, could get a goy to carry his cases for him. But the problem is, with even if he sorted out Dinei Tchumim, but how's he allowed to go? He's asking a goy to do malacha deraisa for him. Traveling in a car, even if the Yid is going inside the car, and Mitzvah will see many times in the Shurim of Ilchas Rufua, a Yid going in the car is maybe doing a Gromba, maybe doing a Drabonon, but it's quite minor as far as Malachas are concerned, the passenger inside the car, what Malachas is doing. But to ask the Goy to do it for me, if I were to drive a car, then I'm doing an Issa Deraisa. If I ask the Goy to do it for me, so I'm asking the Goy to do an Issa Deraisa. So what was the head of this man who arrived in with his family into King's Cross to take a taxi in? Tchumen he's got a way to get around it. But how can he get around to get a goy to try to take him into town? Even to the closest house, if you've got no house, no head to go. You can't go. You can't get a goy to do Malacha Deraisa for you. I can get a goy to do Malacha Deraisa. Teretz is, because he had a baby. He had a cotton with him, he had a baby, he had a child with him. A child is to sit there in the station for a child will come under a geder of a cholo she'en besakona. For an adult, it won't be cholo she'en besakona, but for cotton, that situation of staying overnight in a cold place, all this, is a cholo she'en besakona. And for cholo she'en besakona, you can get, for cotton, cholo she'en besakona, you're not to get a yid, a goy to do a malacha deraisa. So this person who arrived in, his tchumim, we could get around it. They couldn't get a goy to take him in because so what his case is, so what him. But I can't get a goy to do malacha deraisa. He could because he had the cotton. And when it comes to a cotton on Shabbos, automatically a choy l'she'ir by sakona. Of course, that makes a difference to the cotton where he is or what he is. Then he wouldn't have the heta. But the cotton to stay in King's Cross would get cold and it's not safe for him and it's all the rest that goes with it. And mamela it's a choy l'she'ir by sakona, and therefore he's allowed to get it. So this cotton doesn't have to come into the heading of refuah. overlaps many cases on Shabbos where the cotton involved in the story. The episode has some shaykhs together with the cotton, and because there's the cotton's involvement, and the cotton comes on the Chol Shem Zekhona, therefore you're allowed to do the melach.
And therefore both pairs can go. Both
the
pairs can go with the cotton.
And therefore, that Mila Akum is for the cotton, and therefore Mila, I'm not doing much of Locha, therefore you can go with. Yeah, correct.
So had there not been a cotton there, what would the, well, how much would there
without the cotton would have been a problem. That would have been a problem. How can you get a goy to do a Malacha for him? He wouldn't.
So how much would
he'd have to walk. He'd have to walk.
With the cases.
He can't take his cases. He can't do his cases. His cases are Muksa. He can't do his cases. He can tell a goy to take his cases. Actually, what happened was that this goy arrived, this yid arrived in the station, and he got somebody to take his cases off him. Then he stopped the guy, and he asked the guy, can you call up a taxi for me? He'd ordered the taxi before Shabbos for a later time, and it was going to arrive in. And he asked the guy whether he can order a taxi for him. So the guy told him, yeah, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So, yes, I'm Jewish. He said he had a son with him, was a guy never. So the guy, the son, the guy did the phone call from the shop. He said, even if you got a guy, you have to be careful who it is. But the guy, you can get to, but himself, the tchumim would have had to walk in. And even after with the guy, he still can't travel anymore. He's only allowed to travel to the first house. So if he goes into an area where there's an area where he can continue going, but there's no area, he has to stop in the first house, and he can't move more than that. So it overlaps itself. Tchumim has its dinim, but the cotton has, as far as the meal akum is concerned, you can only get around it to do a mlocha deraisa because there was a cotton.
So what age is
the cotton? Not telling on Mamet. Exactly, which age is it? When it's negea to tzina, if it's cold, akol choyle meets tzina, and also it comes under choyle she'im boi sakana. When it comes to being cold, cold, pardon? He asked it before. It's not tzina b'mitzvah. It means when it's a matter where for to be accepted that for the cotton, it's not considered safe. He's more vulnerable than an older person. I don't know exactly to a wage. I don't know.
Taka, the same halacha would apply by an older person.
Okay. If what?
Same as a child.
No, cotton is a heter b'finatzmo. Cotton, when it comes to choyli, is automatically a choyli shem b'sakona. Even though an adult will see is much more severe, he's not automatic because he's not feeling well, he's a choyli shem b'sakona. There's something called michush ba'alme, there's something called choyli k'tzas, it's a little bit well. As soon as it's got to do with the cotton, a cotton is automatically, if something is not feeling well, we take on that he's more vulnerable, more likely to turn into a severe case of a machla, and therefore, when there's a cotton's involvement, it's automatically a choyli shem b'sakona. A gadol's not like that. An elderly person, if he's a choyli shem b'sakona, you have to find out, is it dangerous to him or is it not dangerous to him? But as soon as the cotton choyli be taken automatically, he's a choyli shem b'sakona. Cotton is a definition of a choyli comes automatically choyli shem b'sakona, not by another person. When it comes to tzina, hakol choyli mitzvah tzina means if it's cold, we take on a person as a choyli shem b'sakona. We had in shul, I don't remember, it was last year, 2 years ago, I wasn't sure about it, and punked that week afterwards, somebody told me, one of the other shuls in town, he said, oh, machalekis about it, about the shayla. A kol chayla mitzal tzina also doesn't mean that anything, when a person is not feeling well, comes under the heading of tzina. The central eating is not working. Let's say Shabbos like this. Of course, it would be more comfortable if the eating would be on. The fact that a person feels a bit cold, take a coat. Put a scarf. It doesn't mean that person's a bit cold, you're allowed to do it. It's melacha d'oraisa. To put on the central heating is to switch on the fire, you're doing melacha d'oraisa. A mela akum. So if it's tzina, it's like a cold, you got older people and it's not healthy for them, or for them, we have a chashash, that for them being cold, is for their safety, one has to be more careful about it. So then yes, you can go and tell the guy to put on the central heating. He's doing a mela akum for melacha d'oraisa, of a shavus, telling the guy to do it. It's muta melacha d'oraisa when it's a chodesh shem b'sakona. But it has to come under tzina. You can tell him, you tell the guy to put it on, to put on the central heating for tzina. But if you can put a scarf on or put a coat on, so what's it called normal? In a shul, you want everybody person put their coat on there. Or maybe, yeah, is that after Shabbos, when it was Negev, once a central heating to put on the Shabbos, I thought it was quite mild. So put your scarf on, ask afterwards, ask quite a few rabbonim. What would you have said in this situation? And it's a very grey area. It's something which is not clear. It has to be that the sakana involved. When it comes to Shabbos, there's some things which are completely mutter. So cholish yesh be sakana, then it's mutter. Cholish yesh be sakana, a person doesn't have to try and be machmir, because cholish yesh be sakana is a heter. Of course, if a person can do the same thing closer to Motzah Shabbos, and rather than doing it on Shabbos, then she do it on Motzah Shabbos, rather than do it on Shabbos. But when Shlomo Zalman was asked about doing an operation, whether you should do it in the morning on Shabbos or do it in the afternoon of Shabbos, and if you done on the morning, it would be a mochel of Shabbos above. Shlomo Zalman says, Le Shamanu, they should do the Mila later on in the afternoon on Shabbos, because then you'll do the Metzitza Motzah Shabbos or less Melachas. Mila's Mutter, because it's mutter to do on Shabbos, and when it comes to Chodesh Yesh V'Sakana, whatever's involved in it, you're allowed to do it. V'chein said Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to do the operation early in the morning. But something which makes no difference at all, of course a person has to try and make it later. All these are teirim when it comes to Shabbos, is if it has to be done, then it's mutter to be done. But if it doesn't need to be done, then don't do it. If it has to be done, then yes, you're allowed to put the heating on. But if you're not allowed to do it, because it hasn't got a geder of tzina b'chlal, then it's also to do it on Shabbos. And it's a proper isava, a mil akum, to get him to put on central heating. Which stage it turns into a sakona of tzina is
something. It must be a sakona.
I mean tzina, not sakona of tzina. No. The uncomfortable tzina enough. Yeah. Correct. No, wasn't that right. Which stage it turns into uncomfortable for tzina? And we tell you, hakoil choylim. Loshem chazal is, hakoil choylim it's tzina. Everybody's ill.
No, uncomfortable must be choylim.
It's choyla. It means it's a danger of turning into sakona because of it. And therefore, we have to know which geder it comes. Minimizing in refuah, I was once by Rav Nissim Karelitz, this son of Rav Shlomo Lawrence, he's got a son of Gestam Tchochem called Yosef Lawrence, he's got a sefer on many Masechtas, Hey Yosef, on Rav Kveige, a fantastic swarm. He's also got a sefer on Pikuach Nefesh. And when I was there once together with my father, he asked my father to ask Rav Nissim the Shaila. My father had his Shaila he wanted to get through, he didn't ask it, but he was desperate. This is the person who wrote the whole sefer on Pikuach Nefesh. And this is what was bothering him after his sefer. What bothered him? He said, I don't understand. I live on the street that leads to the hospital, Maina Yeshua. And I see every Shabbos people are coming in for ladies and other things. People are coming into the hospital. And I've never seen anybody get out of the ambulance at the beginning of the road. And even the choyla who needs to go in, the yeledes needs to come, and whatever they need to do to come to the hospital, about half of them don't need to take the ambulance right away to the hospital. They can stop it already earlier. So what's the heter for them to stay in till the end? A person has to minimize malach. What he has to do is a chatchila should do. Is a shayin of ritzicha al atzadi doesn't do what he needs to
Why
do.
Why did he have to get that earlier?
Because he's getting an extra malacha. The goy is doing every time he presses the accelerator.
How do you know they can get that before the holiday?
The shayin was that I see every week the ambulance going past with loads of people inside. It's never stopped at the beginning of the road. It must be that loads of the people are coming in. They're coming from Kiatef and all over the place. They've come early to hospital. They don't need to take it all the way to the hospital. What's the heter for them to go all the way? There's no heter because you started, therefore do whatever you want. The heter is because it needs to be done, and therefore Mamela. So it happens to be by law, they're not allowed to drop you out. That's the heter. That's the whole reason why. The kasha is a good kasha. And that was this Talmud Chochem, after he wrote his whole sefer, that's what bothered him. L'chayra, the Kuach Nefesh, is only mutter of vifil, you need to do it. And that extra part of the trip doesn't need to be done. Okay, you can be mafalbal about it, but just to bring out the nekuda, that person's not just do whatever you want, the person is do with what needs to be done, then l'chadchel, a person's allowed to do it. That's for sure. They walk around the garden when they're around the hospital, and 2 minutes before. So what's the head? This is the last bit. I'm doing a mila akum to do the last bit. He's doing a proper malach for me. It just brings out the nekuda. Not discussing the kasha. One man, the nekuda. The person needs to always. The certain things which are mutter, what needs to be done is mutter. What doesn't need to be done is not mutter. And then the person needs to know what is a must and what isn't a must in order for him to do it. That's a chaylish ein b'sakana. So that we've done chaylish yesh b'sakana. Just to get the klalim a bit clear, we've done chaylish yesh b'sakana. Everything's mutter. Malacha deraisa, malacha derabonon. Everything's mutter. We said sakana's eva is the daga underneath it, and then there's a chaylish ein b'sakana. Chaylish ein b'sakana. A yid's not allowed to do anything at all, but a l'day a goy is allowed to do everything. A chaylish ein b'sakana. We said is chaylish ein b'sakana means a nafal mishkov, a chaylish kalaguf. A cotton, a tzina, all that comes under the category of Chodesh Shem B'Shakon.
You'll have to take medication.
Let's leave medication separate. Medication, there's no malacha involved. medication is only there from shtikis and mamonim, then the sefer fasha. If he wants to do the malacha of refuah, not because of taking medication, but there's no malacha involved. If he needs to do a malacha to do the refuah, says chayil she'im b'sakana, he's only allowed to do malacha d'rabon. Chayil she'im b'sakana is only allowed to do malacha al yedei a goy. He himself isn't allowed to do even over isa deraisa. If he needs to take his medication, it's chayil she'im b'sakana. So if there's no malacha involved, he's allowed to do it himself. And if there is malacha involved, he can get a goy to do it for him, because he can do it even malacha d'rabon al yedei a goy. But medication is a separate field. But yes, if he needs refuah, and the only way to do it is through an injection, or we'll see, or something that have maybe surim involved, so then he can't get, he's allowed to get a goy to do it, he can't get a yid to do it. Then there's something which is the next naga down, and that's called ksas choyri. And then there's a smaller naga which is called michush ba'alma. Michush ba'alma means slight pain, nothing too disturbing, and then you're not allowed to do anything at all. You're not allowed to do not aledei yid, not aledei goy, not a goy to do malacha drabonon. Everything's awesome. Michush ba'alma, that's the smallest naga. Even then, besmei and others hold that you're allowed to do aledei goy, but mishabur paskins, michush ba'alma, you're not allowed to do anything at all. Chayli k'tzas is allowed to do shvus to shvus. Shvus to shvus is muta v'mokim hetz in the ruba, and shvus to shvus is muta for chayli k'tzas. So a person gets a goy to do a malacha drabono for him. When he's got a chayli k'tzas, then it's mutter. That's not chayli shem b'sakana. Chayli shem b'sakana means he's fallen into bed. It's not dangerous for him, but it's enough, he's ill enough to make him go to bed. He can get a goy to do a malacha d'raisa for him. But if it's not something which is any shaykhus to chayli shem b'sakana, it's just a chayli k'tzas, then shvus to shvus is mutter. So just the klalim, which Hashem will refer back to, chayli shesh b'sakana, everything's mutter. Sakana seiva is mutter to do a malacha d'rabbanon. Chayla, she'im b'sakana, is nothing's muta alidei Yehudi, but it's muta to do everything alidei Goy. Chayla k'tzas is muta shvus to shvus. And then, michush ba'alma, nothing's muta. That's the klolim of what's muta and also on Shabbos.
Sakana's eva is less than
less than chayla shesh b'sakana, but it's more than chayla she'im b'sakana. You can't have any goy. Even the yid is allowed to be able to do rabbon. Even the yid, yeah, father. Whatever yid is allowed to do, then he can do alidei goy. But it's even allowed to do a malacha drabon alidei yid. Mishbur likes it should be done alidei shinu. But the musik of a malacha drabonon alidei shinu for sakana seiva. Sakana seiva doesn't mean automatically everything's mutter because of it. Sakana seiva is, one would imagine, he's going to lose his finger. Not a reason to be able to listen to the Isa. Sakana seiva. It's Issa the Rabbanon, or Alidegoi, everything to be mut. There is another klal, and when it comes to Dechil Hashem, there's a very famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim b'shas, the First World War. He left Radin, and he wanted to go somewhere else for Shabbos, and was stuck because of the difficulties to travel. Didn't arrive at his destination before Shabbos, and Chofetz Chaim got off the train, and he told everybody else to continue on the train, and Chofetz Chaim came off, so everybody else came off, and the Mamash Ramatz of Sakonos Nefoshes, where he was, it looked like a spy, and they put his life at risk. And Chofetz Chaim said, for me to travel on Shabbos, he told everybody to go, for me to travel on Shabbos, I arrive somewhere on Shabbos, is a Shailu Chil Hashem. And the Shailu Chil Hashem comes under a whole different cheshbon. Well, to see Mr. Hashem when going to visiting in hospital, Rav Asher was very, very busy. Rav Asher with this Nakuda. Rav Asher was, and when he came to Inyoni Refua, he always says, Chil Shabbos, Zoyin Shabbos, is a whole separate cheshbon. He used to say over from the Shalom Eishiv, that the Shalom Eishiv, when they asked him about traveling on a train on Shabbos, the Shalom Eishiv said, it's an Issa Deraisa. They asked him, why is it Issa Deraisa? Maybe it's a Mala Masora, a Shalat Tchumim, a Mala Sora, and lots of other Shalas involved. And Shalom Eishiv said, all the halacha of the Shaila is you may be right, it's Chil Hashem. Chil Shabbos, Bizoyin Shabbos, and Bizoyin Shabbos comes under the Raisa. So when it comes, Chofetz Chaim held that even though it was mut of him to do it, it was a sakana, but he held for Chofetz Chaim to turn up at a place on Shabbos was a Chil Hashem. And that's a whole new cheshbon. Every person always has to take into account that even what is muta, a person that shouldn't come on the day is pulis and is also Shabbos. Now, let's go back to Chol Shesh B'Sakana. Let's try and discuss that a bit. Chereshesh v'sakana, because Chereshesh v'sakana, what one is allowed to do and what one's not allowed to do, is a very hard getter to understand what is permitted, what's not permitted. We mentioned that pulling out one's tooth on Shabbos, which the Shulchan Aruch says is a makas penim. Makas penim is automatically Chereshesh v'sakana. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to pull it out because it's not a refuah yiduah. Now, not being a refuah yiduah, so what's not a refuah yiduah? But there's a chance of it working, and you're allowed to do for Pekuach Nefesh everything on Shabbos. So why do you need it to be refuah yiduah? Rav Ozna and all the Pasim are very busy trying to understand what does that mean. So it's not refuah yiduah, but it still should be mutar. And you see, it's not so simple. Not everything automatically is going to help on Shabbos, or one hopes or imagines that it could help, is automatically mutar. For example, a very famous masham that they sent to the Belzerov, the Sar Sholem, a kimiya on Shabbos Peshaitai. They wanted the kimiya and they sent to the Belzerov a kimiya written on Shabbos and traveling on Shabbos over Yisurim in order that the Rebbe should read the kvetel. And the Chassidim held that it was Bodek and Merusa. If he reads it, then the Chayla would become well from it. So you got a Ofen of Refuah to heal the Chayla. Oh, but not conventional way to do it, not the normal way to do it. And the Masham Agansa Tshuva, the Poskim, Bashaite, were very busy with it. Kabaitan Arambam, Mepesh Vashnais, and Yuma. It could be, it's only Mutter to do what's considered normal to do, what's considered the normal way for. Aye, the Chayl is going to become Mutter. The Chayl is Mutter. V'chayt Behem is going to become Mutter. It doesn't matter. Shabbos is Mate, what comes under the heading of V'chayt Behem, and V'chayt Behem only says you're allowed to do what's considered normal for a Fuah. So even, very interesting, the Chayla will become Mutter. The Rebbe is going to read this Kvetel, it's going to become better. So why can't I do it on Shabbos? No. Maybe I'll have to do it on Shabbos. Because that has to come under the heading of Normala Oifanei Refuah in order for it to be Mutter. So if something isn't considered the normal Refuah, then you're not allowed to do it. It's a pulling out a tooth, which wasn't a Refuah. You do a Seder Paskim, even if we hope it may work. So it says Ibn Nissim, Avada, if it's a normal medication, and sometimes it does work, and sometimes it doesn't work, doesn't mean you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But it's medication. Some medications sometimes do have the right effect, and sometimes they don't. You're doing something which is considered normal for a fuah. I've had the right to do that on Shabbos. It doesn't need to be 100% foolproof that it's going to work in order to be able to do it on Shabbos. But it must be I'm doing something which is considered the normal way of refuah, an authentic, a normal way that people do for refuah in order for it to be mutter. Somebody will come to Mesav Daiteb to relax a chayla, but even when relaxing a chayla, which certain things are mut on Shabbos, even then, somebody asks of Shlema Zalman, and what Shabbos brings it down, but it doesn't say that the hezba behind it, and Shlema, it says the explanation of what Shlema Zalman, what he meant. If Shlema Zalman, somebody asked him, somebody needs a book. And this book will relax him, and it's 100% good for this chayla. Needed for the chayla to relax him. Are you allowed to bring the book on Shabbos? And Shem Zama said, it's also, you can't bring the book to him on Shabbos. You're going to come back from it. That doesn't come under the heading of refuah. You're allowed to do what's considered normal for refuah to be able to do it. Some asked Abraham Kinyevsky about going to visit a chayla in hospital, and the person was a kohen. And the kohen was going to visit, and Abraham says he's not sure about it. Okay, and maybe you're allowed to even on Shabbos go in a car to hospital in order to relax that chayla in that situation. So why is he claiming you're allowed to be matter instead of ISIS? Why is he claiming about a coin going? Tetzis, that's got nothing to do with refuah. You won't happen to get a coin with another issa involved. What comes under heading of refuah, that becomes a mutter. As soon as there's other issurim involved or non-conventional ways or not normal ifanim of refuah, then it's already a problem. It's not automatically mutter. There is a riyaz, which are passing bring down, but we don't pass them like this riyaz, that says it's better for the chayla to do the chil Shabbos, chil shesh bezakana, rather than coming on to somebody else. The riyaz said, the chayla, it's for him, he should do it first. However, No, the chayla himself, we're talking about, it's allowed to do malacha daraisa. And riyaz says, in Yuma and in Shabbos, it's better, so the gebayim brings it down, it's better for the chayla to do it himself. And La Locha is not like that. There's no difference whether it's the Chol or somebody else. In London, used to be Dr. Rubner's Chol of Rocha. People used to come around to his house on Shabbos, often, regularly ask him to come around to the house to see. There was no Erev, nothing at all. Come around to see a patient. And Dr. Rubner used to say, so, okay, come, take my case, and we'll go. And the person is to get nervous all of a sudden. I'm not sure. I'm the same yid as you, no difference. No extra heta for a doctor, always the same thing. To see Dr. Rubner walking through the street, there was a chayla next, the person next to him holding his case, and he would go. That person needs to know, there's no difference who the yid is, but when it comes to a heta for Shabbos, and there is a heta, then the heta is the same, wherever the yid is. V'chein, the heta is this, the chayla, we take on no more for chayla or non chayla. The problem comes when it's not clear. The Bialocha brings down the Ramban. Discusses the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch says, Geboitan, the Magid Mishnah, who the Magid Mishnah says is a Ramban in Teresa Adam, that even if a person has a refuah that isn't needed for refuah, but it's done for refuah, then it's not essential that we should do it, but part of the process, part of the procedure of refuah is to do this refuah, to do this, then the Ramban says you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if it's not a must. So the Ramban, I've got a Chodesh Yesh Besakona, and it's regular, normal to give him, heat up water for him, in order for him to have a bath. The Gemara says in Yuma, you're allowed to heat up for a Yeledes, for somebody's giving birth, hot water. Says the Ramban, the way the Ramban understands, that even if it wasn't a matter of Sakona, but if it's normal procedure of a chayla, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch says, "In shen chof ches, siftalet, makas shel chalal, in et sichen oimet, shafile in sham bekiyem v'chayla in em klum, oisin loy koil shel gilim, lases loy b'chayl." Whatever one usually does, and coming from Rosh Hashanah Magid Mishnah, and Magid Mishnah means even if you do something which isn't needed for refuah, but it's part of the process of refuah that one does it, then you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. And Avada, it's hard to understand. Why should there be such a heta? Why is the heta mutter? What you need to do? Why are you allowed to do more than that? The Chayim give three different malachim to understand it. Radvaz says, the way Ravozna explains Radvaz, that since it's a chayla she'im by sakana, but it's a chayla she'esh by sakana, we're worried that you think if you don't do this little extra, it doesn't matter. But we're worried that by you, since it's usually done the tzerech refuah, we're worried by you not doing this extra, it's going to lead that his machla will become more severe, and therefore you're allowed to do it. So it's always all because of a chashash. That's the way the Radvaz understands this heta. Rav Shem Zalman explains the heta, and we'll see soon there's nafkei minutes between what the reason behind it is. Rav Shem Zalman says in Mincha Shleima, the reason is, hitiru seifa mushum tchilasan. We see it's mutter for a doctor to go and other things will matter on Shabbos, because if you don't allow them to go in the first place, then if we don't allow them to go this time, the next time they're not going to go, they only think about it. So when it comes to refuah, we widen the heta, we expand the heta in order that people shouldn't be too scared, too skeptical, yes, no, no, yes, and be worried about it. Therefore, we allow them to do more. The next time, they should always do this heta. Shouldn't think about it twice. And the Rav Shem Zalman explains, that's the heta to do by refuah, even things that aren't essential. Soon you're going to weighing out, this is important, that's not important. So anything that's accepted to do as part of the process of refuah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, Chodesh Yesh, Pesachah, even the Yids are allowed to do it. Why? Because they widen the heter to whatever is considered the norm for refuah. That's the way Rav Shem Zalman understands it. Rav Chanan understands it differently. Rav Chanan Kivitz Aris, he understands that the reason why you're allowed to do it is the same by a bris. You're allowed to do even parts, something that you don't need to do, but because you're busy with the mila, therefore you're allowed to do whatever one usually does for mila. Therefore, when a person's busy with the refuah, I'm busy with the chayla, I'm allowed to do much more than that. Akaponim, whatever the reason is, the Ramban holds, when it comes to Shabbos, everything that's included in refuah, normal part of the procedure of refuah, you're allowed to do. Now, vada, it doesn't mean when it comes to Shabbos, you're allowed to, even parts of the refuah that isn't needed to make it better, I'm allowed to do it. Why? Because Shabbos is mate, whatever I would usually do for refuah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Be'alocha is very upset with this hurrah, and Be'alocha says that Rashi and how long Be'alocha, who explains that Rav Rishonim don't hold like this. And Rav Rishonim hold, it's only mutter what's a must for refuah. There's no extra heta to do something which you don't need vada in the tzerech refuah. If it's a suffering, you're also allowed to do it. But something which is no shaykhas to refuah, it's usually done, says the Be'alocha doesn't have a heta b'chlal. It's not only negat to Shabbos, it's negat to lots of other things. It's negat to Yom Kippur. It comes to Yom Kippur, as is well known, Reb Chaim Briska, the Briska brings down from his father, Reb Chaim. He didn't bring down all the details, but when Reb Chaim became Rav in Brisk, that year he gave his Zera, and there was a huge uproar about Reb Chaim's Zera. Reb Chaim said, the Chayla in Yom Kippur, that any person's Chayla Shesh B'Sakana, no Shurim at all. Whatever you need to eat, you're allowed to eat. And the answer start went, everybody knows, ganz klar, it comes on a Chayla in Yom Kippur, you have to go to Shurim. And Reb Chaim said, no, the Shulchan Aruch isn't talking about that. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about somebody who is not yet a Chayla. If he's not going to eat, he's going to turn into a chayla, and then there's a din of shurim. Needs a omer to see how much he needs to eat. But a person's already a chayla now, says Reb Chaim is allowed to eat as much as he wants. And Reb Chaim explained himself, why is he allowed to eat? Because it's better for a chayla to have a normal meal than to have every 9 minutes bachas mekashir. And that's going to give him more strength, and therefore it's part of what's needed to make the chayla better. It's not a must. He'll survive exactly the same if he doesn't have it in Yom Kippur, if he doesn't eat, if he has the shiurim on Yom Kippur, it's not going to jeopardize his machla, but it's going to make his body stronger, and something which is needed as part of the process of making the chayla stronger, you'll have to do in Yom Kippur. That's where Reb Chaim held. The Bi'alocha comes out with a bit of a compromise. He says, Ramban says, everything that's part of refuah, you'll have to do in Shabbos and Tzecha Chayla. But the Bi'alocha says, I find Ramban very shveh. And then he finishes off with the Me'iri, and the Me'iri says that what's needed lechizik gufoy, you're allowed to do. Anything that makes the chayla stronger, physically stronger, lechizik gufoy is going to go and bath himself in hot water, it's going to make him in a matzav where his body is going to be stronger. If the body's stronger, it's better, it's more able to be able to fight his machla. And that, which is going to help him fight his machla, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. So not anything that's part of the protocol of a chayla, the Tosfot will tell you to do, is automatically mutter. No. According to Ramban, yes, you are allowed to do it if it's needed for the chayla. Even though it's not needed so much for the refuah, but it's part of what one does for the chayla, you're allowed to do it according to the Ramban. And according to the Be'alocha, you're allowed to do something that's going to help Chizek Gufoy. Because Chizek Gufoy is going to make him in a better matzav ruach to be able to fight his machla, and therefore it comes under the heading of being able to do lutzach chayla because he needs it to make his body stronger. Where it comes very unclear is then visiting the chayla shesh b'sakana. So Shem Zalman says, I can't bring him a book because even though it's going to make his matzav ruach and a better matzav ruach, but that's not no shaykhus to refuah b'chlal. You're not allowed to do it. The chayla shesh b'sakana, if he needs an injection to be able to remove his pain, and if he removes his pain, he's able to fight the machla better, then everybody will tell you it's mutter. What's needed as a painkiller, even if it's a malacha deraisa involved, even though I'm asking the guy to do it, I'm allowed to do it, because it's a must for the chayla, then that's mutter. The Shulchan Aruch, everybody agrees that you're allowed to light a candle for an isha who's giving birth on Yom Kippur, even if Le'elenu, she's blind, we're allowed to light a candle for her in order to make it easier for her to give birth. Why you're allowed to light that candle is a machlokes. Some understand, the reason why you're allowed to understand, the way Mishabura understands it, Mishabura says you're only allowed to do things of sakana, says the Mishabura, because a lady who's given birth, if she's not going to be relaxed, it puts in a wrong mode, and it's dangerous for her, and she turns her into a sakana. And says the Mishabura, even if she can't see the light, she's not going to benefit from it. But she knows that the labor coaches with her won't be able to see, and that's going to get her tense. Therefore, it's going to make it a matter of sakana. Therefore, you're allowed to do melocha deraisa. You're allowed to switch on a light. It's where we paskin. A lady's given birth, and the light's going to be off. She's not going to be relaxed. And light on, she's going to be more relaxed. Even if she can't see, you're allowed to put her on a Shabbos. Why does that heta? That's what the shaila is. Is it because she's in a sakana without it? Or the Ramban, the Tashbetz understands, the reason why it's mutter is because it will help her, not that she's a sakana without it. But whatever happens, the zicha adarga, if I don't give it to the chayla, he's going to be uptight, he's not going to be relaxed, and it's mutter to do it on Shabbos.
Not music?
Oh, so let's say music is a good example. Music, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara, is very similar to giving a book to Chola on Shabbos. One understands that it will help him, but it's not not an authentic, normal way to be able to relax a Chola. If it's Vaday going to relax him down, and going to relax him and it's dangerous without it, then a Vaday person is allowed to do anything for it. Anything that's Vaday going to remove him from his matzav of Sakona. But Stam to make his matzav Ruach better, and we say that he's going to have music, he's going to make his matzav Ruach a bit better. We don't know if Vada is going to have an effect, but we're saying it's included in the terim of Shabbos to do something that's going to relax him, then has to come under the normal heading of what's considered relaxing him. And therefore, if Alidei Goy, a person would be able to do it, but to do Malocha, Alidei Yid, for Mace of Daita, it's the Mace of Daita to say that I've removed him from his Sakana, and it's not the normal way to do it, it's a Shvera Zach to do.
We're just going back to the book again. So why does he say it's worse than Sitzim Chen Makim? Why is it worse? Why
Because it's Shem is in the heta of Mila, it's not a must to do it. No, it's busy with it anyway. Because that's what one does by Mila. One finishes off part of the yofi of the hidden mitzvah of doing it. Yeah, belongs to it. Something that doesn't belong to it, says Shlomo Zalman, one's not allowed to do. So it's always hard.
Even though.
So if it's a Vaday Suvidaita, it's Vaday going to help him, then a day ago, a person's allowed to do it. To do Malacha de Raisa, for Suvidaita, it needs to come under. If it's a Goy, everything's Mutter. To get a Yid to do for, it needs to be something which is authentic, something which is a Vaday Rafua, a normal way of doing Rafua. And Shlomo Zalman says, it needs to be something which is the normal way to do Rafua. The Kohen to go to visit is also, the Kohen going in is the same as every other person going to go.
In his case of the book was a Yid bringing in.
A Yid bringing in, a Goy is Mutter, even if it's not a Rafua Yidua. And if it's going to be Alidei Yehudi, then you need to know it's a Rafua Yidua in order to make him Mutter.
Physiotherapy.
So, if physiotherapy usually comes in under chizagufoy. Chizagufoy, the Mishnah Berurah Halacha says, is mutter, because chizagufoy is automatically linked into making his body in a better matter. Physiotherapy is chizak aguf, and even the Mishnah Berurah is machmeh, he says something that comes under chizaguf, you're allowed to do. Even on the day yid. I'll go to zichamutah, that physiotherapy, if I'm going to do it, it's never a problem. But if I need the yid to do it, and it's going to make a chizaguf, then the Mishnah Berurah holds its mutter. The shail is only why by Yom Kippur isn't like that. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to come along and get, even though there will be a chizik guf, they're eating normally, and it comes to Yom Kippur, it's also. That's the Bealochas kasha, and it doesn't answer that kasha. But Yom Kippur is different to Shabbos. The Pasuk says Shabbos is a hutra, and Yom Kippur is, are they surma different? Shabbos, the sorry, half a second, Meshachochma says in Pashas Kisisa, a very important Meshachochma, he says, Lases is a Shabbos. When a person has to do the Shabbos, it says the person has to do what's going to be covered for the Shabbos. And if the covered for the Shabbos is to do a Chilul Shabbos, says the Meshach Chochma, then that's the last is a Shabbos. I'm not transgressing the Shabbos, I'm not going against what the Shabbos is. Shabbos is different to other Zachim. And therefore some possibly say that's the reason why it's different Shabbos to other Isurim. Shabbos, I'm allowed to do Meis of Daita, if it's a need to do Meis of Daita, I'm allowed to do Chizagufoy, anything that's extra needed to make the Chol in a better Matzav Ruach, and it's a must to do it, I'm allowed to do on Shabbos. So if there's a danger that this will lead to a matzav sheyesh b'sakana, then anything that's mutter to do to remove, usually rachman etzlan, if a person's in a matzav of depression, either it's dangerous for him, or if he's in the middle of a matzav where he's fighting a machla and he's depressed, that he won't be able to fight his machla as well. So that comes under the heading of mesav daita, a person's allowed to do what's considered the normal way to heal a chayla, if it's vaday going to help him, or it comes under the normal practice of that's the way one does it, then you're not to do the chayla. The serif has just become. Thank you very much.